Houston by Texas with Waylon and Willie and the boy. This successful life we're living's got us feeling like the Hatfields and McCoy. Between Hank Williams' pain songs, New Mary's strange songs, blue eyes crying in the rain.
Welcome back to Sunday Night Live, ladies and gentlemen. I am going to give out the number and allow the crew some time to screen the calls. I've actually given out the private number to my friend Britt, who I absolutely adore. He's a great patriot. So, Britt, if you're listening, don't use this number. Use the one that I texted you. But 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. Finally, it's 877-789-2539. Open lines, as always. The sooner you call, the more likely I am to get to you. And we'll cover more news while the lines populate. All right, let's get into this stadium story. We know that the Democrats are losing. They're panicking. They're saying things like they don't believe in free speech, folks. They've lost their absolute minds. They tried to kill President Trump three times. I know everybody thinks it's two, but there was another attempt in Tucson that nobody's talking about except for InfoWars for God knows what reason. But if you don't need to, if you don't believe me, if after seeing the clips of them panicking, if after seeing these assassination attempts repeatedly, if after seeing Kamala Harris coming out and bragging about being a gun owner, which was desperation for her to do in this race, if after seeing clips of children saying that they don't support Kamala Harris, or saying that the first word that comes to mind is liar when they see her, little kids being interviewed in elementary schools have said this on the air. We're seeing the betrayal of the Biden administration, and frankly, we're seeing a little bit of a betrayal of the Kamala Harris regime as well by the mainstream media. They are losing. The polls you're seeing are lies. They are losing in a landslide that's totally unprecedented. I am going to show you clips number 36 through 38 back to back. We're just going to run them as one clip for the crew of a crowd going wild. Four more years, stadium goes wild as Trump arrives at Alabama-Georgia football game. Let's run 36 through 38 back-to-back as one clip. Unbelievable support. Support for Trump. Now let's look at the Walz clips. Let's just cut straight to clips 39 and 40 back to back. Walz went to a football game, was booed to hell. And the New York Post tried to say that he was booed because he left fans behind while they sat in the pouring rain, as if it was some sort of friendly joke that they were booing him. But he's booed at as he arrives at the game. This is 39 and 40 back to back, and then we're going to go to Britt Griffith. They're losing, folks. When I was in Pennsylvania, I was in Lancaster, I was in Philly, and I was in Reading, Pennsylvania. I saw only Trump signs. Working class people were whispering to us how excited they were that we were there, saying that they support us 100%. Pennsylvania is going to go Trump, and it's because of the work of Charlie Kirk and Turning Point Action and P.A. Chase and Cliff Maloney and other American heroes and patriots that this sentiment is finally setting in all across middle America. People realize how just full of crap these leftists are. Let's go straight to Britt Griffith in Orange County. Britt, you and I have been friends for a long time that we've never met in person. I was honored to have you on my podcast before I started working at InfoWars. And of course, I really enjoyed going on your podcast repeatedly as well. For the sake of the audience, will you please enlighten them as to who you are, good sir?
Hi, Chase. How are you? Long time.
Too long.
I am a person with a big mouth. I used to run in Hollywood. I was on the TV show Ghost Hunters for a while on Sci-Fi. I am a populist, right-type conservative. I don't really fit any mold. But the one thing I do that's unique now, and I've been doing it for probably 10 years now, is I work in and out of all the homes in L.A., from the big mansions underneath the Hollywood sign all the way to Section 8 and, you know, like, Inglewood, Compton, Bell Gardens, Hawaiian Gardens.
Yeah.
So I interact with a lot of different people in the – am I allowed to say the S word on Alex Jones?
Nope.
Show, on your show? No.
Nope, well, you're not.
The S-hole of L.A. that is known as L.A. But, you know, you're playing those clips of Trump and his being greeted by the college kids and and then obviously the waltz is getting booed. I see that every day. So because we live in L.A., and if you're a Trump supporter, you have to be really careful what you say because there are wackos that will vandalize your stuff and will physically attack you. But I'm telling you, Chase, I can be in like the richest of rich A-list producer-type home. As soon as they find out that I'm safe to talk to, it's like diarrhea of the mouth.
Oh, really? They don't have anybody to talk to?
Yeah, they don't. They don't. And they start asking me questions, and thank God I listen to Alex Jones, I listen to you, I listen to Tim Pool, I listen to Bongino, I listen to Glenn Beck. I read, well, technically I do books on audio while I'm working alone.
Sure.
So I obsessively listen to history books and current events books and the O'Reilly killing books. And so I have all this stuff in my head. And I just download on them. I'll pull my phone up and I go, did you see this? Did you see this video? Did you see? Like I had a classic, I was talking to this one producer, I'm not going to say names because I don't want to out him. And her husband came in and said, well, that's not true. It was about the whole Trump and the Very Fine People hoax.
Yes.
And I literally pulled up the video because I have all those links on my phone saved. And I said, watch it. I go, if you're going to accuse me of that, you better watch this. And I made him watch, and you could just see the pain in his face. That it was like something clicked. It was like, oh, my God, they are lying to me. What I've been told all this time. But I'm telling you, Chase, from the rich to the poor, like the poor are a lot more open about it. Like there's one lady, Maria, and, you know, and I think she might be illegal. I don't know. But, you know, she lives in a project housing type place, really bad. But, you know, she used to drive to and from the garment district every day. Well, everything's so expensive now, she has to take mass transit. She can't afford her car. She can't afford the fuel in her car. So her half-hour commute in the morning and about 45 to an hour home has now turned into 2.5-3 hours in the morning, 2.5-3 hours home on the transit system. And she complains to me all the time about how bad it is and it's just getting worse. But how many people are like her where they used to be able to do one thing, but now they can't afford it? It just elongates their working day to where it takes away from their family time, their prepping food time. And she's a very traditional Hispanic lady. She might even be even South American. I'm not sure. Cooks amazing tamales. I mean, oh, the food is to die for. Every time I go there, I gain 3 pounds. She's always feeding me.
Well, you know, but I'm glad they're eating well before we descended to eating the bugs.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But, do I think California's going to go red? I don't think that's going to happen. But you know what, Chase? If enough of these people vote, you know, the other side of the ticket than they're usually used to, we might actually pick up some seats, some Congress seats, some local seats. Because, you know, those things are decided by a few hundred votes, sometimes as low as 50 votes. So we may not be able to flip California red for the president, but, geez, what if we could get some conservative DAs in or – even at the state level, we get a red senator, or you know, or just a common sure. sense senator.
Well, and if it's happening among working class people in a state like California, then just imagine what's happening in the swing states, right? So to me, it's not a sign that California is ever going to be red, but it is a sign that these other swing states are going to go red this time, because those types of mentalities and sentiments aren't 100% isolated, especially with the internet. Working class people are intimately connected regardless of state lines. But the reason I wanted to have you call in, Brett, and if you don't want to talk about this, that's absolutely fine. But I had just gone on a rant about Tower of Babel 2.0 and spiritual, you know, morality and stuff like that. And I remembered when I saw your text during the break, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I seem to recall that last time I spoke to you on a podcast, you'd expressed historically being somewhat spiritually agnostic. And as someone with that background, and the ghost hunters thing is fascinating too, what are your thoughts? How do you receive or resonate or respond when someone like me complains about kind of spiritual depravity in the United States?
So for me personally, my mom went K through 12 in New York Catholic school, and the nuns beat religion right out of her back in the day when, I mean, the nuns were brutal. So I was raised not in a godless house, not in an anti-God house. I wasn't raised in an anti-God house. It was just godless. My mom didn't push religion, but she also didn't trash it. So that's kind of what I grew up in. Mm-hmm. But for a long time there, you know, I believed that, you know, you get one shot at this planet, you die, you fade to black, your energy dissipates, and, you know, you're back to worm food. Then I did Ghost Hunters, and I saw stuff that I cannot explain.
Yeah, you showed me the footage.
That really opened me up to, man, there's something to this. There's something to humans. There's something to this life. There's something here. I don't believe you have to go to a building and pray to a man wearing a funny hat. I truly don't believe that. I think Jesus is whatever you want to call it, mm-hmm. that created us and that has made this thing happen. You can do that from anywhere.
Yeah.
Pray to him, be a good person. I mean, it's funny because I even went all through my atheist days, or whatever you want to call that. I used to, the Ten Commandments are not a bad thing. Don't kill me. Don't fornicate my wife. Don't, you know. Don't lie.
I mean, it's not pretty basic, obvious, self-evident stuff, right?
Right. It's good for society. I mean, look at what the Western world did. Go back and go be wrong. All the caveats, all the, you know, that we did some bad things here and there. Yes, absolutely. Humans are horrible. I get that. But it is the Judeo-Western world that advanced so much of the last 200 years.
Yes.
Invention, whether it's medical, industrial, cars, technologies, the internet, you can go on and on and on. And the vast majority of that, America had something to do with that. So there is something to us. And this is what I tell my liberal female friends. I know you don't like toxic masculinity. You don't like the alpha male. You don't, the Judeo-Christian man is so blah, blah, the patriarchy, blah, 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 blah. Have you taken the time to study what's coming? Have you taken the time to look at what's going on over in France, Paris right now, or England,
or Toronto, for God's sake?
Exactly, Toronto, or even the stuff that's going on in Minneapolis now is starting to get crazy. But are you ready to put the veil on? Are you ready to not be able to leave the house without a family chaperone? Are you ready to not be able to drive and not have a job and not have education? Are you ready for that? Because, I mean, it may not happen tomorrow, but if we stay on the track we're going on, my daughter's going to have a problem.
Yes.
My grandkids are definitely going to have it. Now, Chase, me and you, we're men. We'll grow a beard. We'll blend right in. And we will be fine. But you women, all you women, you liberal, affluent, privileged, white women living out in suburbia, living off of someone else's hard work to go have your wine and, you know, you are not going to like what's coming. You are not. Read a darn book. Jeez, please read a book.
Yes.
Educate yourself, because what's coming is not good.
Let me ask you this.
If we don't make a change.
Britt, let me ask you this. At what point does it become too late to reverse this peacefully?
Oh, my God. Really? You had to ask me that question.
Yeah. Don't say anything illegal on accident.
No, I'm not. what is the saying that everybody in the kind of the blogosphere is saying? We don't see the off-ramp?
I don't know.
I really don't see, you know, what's good. So what happens if the blue side wins? Well, the government's coming after all of us type people that have opened their mouth and done a tweet or what do we call it on X, an Xer, you know, or
a true post. Social. It's called a post now.
They call it a post. I mean, we've all said some stuff that the I don't want
well, to and there's so many laws. There's not. I firmly believe that there is not a single American adult who has not at least accidentally broken a law. So for example, there are so many tax laws. There is no way in hell that anybody who has filed their own tax returns as a small business owner hasn't accidentally made a mistake that they could come after and say, "Oh, tax evasion."
Yeah, there's actually a study on that somewhere I read a few years ago, probably now, but I read, and it's like the average American commits like nine crimes a day.
Wow. Well, I speed every day by like 10 miles, so I certainly commit that crime. It's not really a crime. It's a traffic violation. It's civil.
Unless you go too fast.
Right. Then it does become criminal.
It will get to level, but you know, you look at some of the laws that, you know, are from whatever, the 1800s, where you can't, I think Tim Pool says it all the time, you can't put a blueberry pie on the windowsill on Sundays. You know, those laws are still on the books.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, technically
homosexual fellatio is illegal in most states if you look at the laws.
Right. So, I mean, so I have to.
That's not a law I'm accusing you of breaking, by the way, Britt.
Well, sometimes I wish we could just go, you know what? Reset. Let's start over.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and that's my criticism of the Constitution, Britt, because I love the Constitution. It seems to be perfect in every way, except that it was unable to protect itself from erosion.
Right.
You know?
Well, but because the Founding Fathers never envisioned where we're at. I mean, it's funny because people say, well, there's no, you know, the separation of church and state, the Constitution doesn't say anything about God, this, that, or the other thing. But if you think about when the Constitution was written, there was, what, 13 colonies? And if you go and you read those 13 colonies charters, I think like 9 of them, you had to declare a religion, the particular religion that the colony was. And then the other ones were, you don't have to pick a specific religion, but you have to be religious. So when the founders were writing the Constitution, they didn't think they had to include all of that because the colonies, the states, were religious. And
yes,
their state documents were religious. So they didn't envision where we are at today, where the new religion is government.
Yeah, they could not fathom of entire swaths of people being godless altogether. They understood that there were different religions, but the idea of being totally without religion was so foreign to their culture that they couldn't even fathom that it would once manifest on the planet.
Right, and I mean, what is the curse? You know, may you live in interesting times, which I think we are. And I honestly, Chase, I don't know how we put the genie back in the bottle.
If it is possible to put the genie back in the bottle, a necessary condition of that, not necessarily a sufficient condition of that, but a necessary condition of that is getting Trump elected this fall.
Yeah, that has to happen.
Yeah.
That absolutely has to happen. Otherwise, we are on the road to totalitarianism too. I mean, I've read so many. I've read all the history books on the Collar Wars, you know, how Mao took over, how Lenin took over, how, you know, you can go through history and all of the and
so is Tim Walz. He read them all too because he wants to do it.
Well, I know, but yeah, he studied them. You're right. He studied them for a completely different reason than the reason you and I study them. But this is what I don't get. Why do these people think they're going to be the ones in charge? I talk to so many of them. They're like, this needs to happen, and it's going to be good for everybody and communism. And I'm like, do you realize you're going to be in a ditch with me fighting over the trash to eat?
Well, and the thing that's crazy about it now is, you know, 100 years ago, there was no precedent that made it obvious that communism would fail. But now we have example after example, whether it's the Soviet Union or whether it's the 50 million who starved to death between 1958 and 1962 during the Great Leap Forward under Mao. Like, we know now that as an economic system, communism doesn't work. That's why they shifted the narrative from economic superiority to climate change. And they're trying to say, though we're less efficient, at least we can save the planet. That's what they're trying to claim now.
Right. And we also have more recent things. Look at, study Venezuela.
Yeah.
Study Cuba. Cuba was an amazing place for a long time.
But their literacy rate is outstanding, according to Bernie Sanders.
Yeah, don't even get me started on it. Man, Bernie had some good ideas. He really did. He just folded the knee. When he was going after Hillary and he was winning, and then he folded the knee, I was like, oh, you're just another lackey. I mean, you're just another. But he could have done some stuff to shake up the Democratic Party. And I mean, granted,
As soon as you see a grown man admittance, you know they're not going to be able to stand up to the establishment.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I don't understand Trump. It looks like he's getting younger. It looks like he's thriving off of this. It looks like he's eating their hate and turning it into. He's got to be an alien. I swear to God, Trump is an alien.
Well, speaking of aliens, after your experience on Ghost Hunters, do you believe in aliens? What do you think they are?
Well, obviously, we would be really dumb to think we're the only living thing on this on the world, yeah. or in the universes,
yeah.
And the galaxy. Man, I've seen, again, Chase, I have seen stuff I cannot explain. And now with all the stuff that's coming up, but then is it a psyop? Is it not? Is it real? Is it not real? All I know is this, is if I had the technology to jump galaxies and study other living things, I totally would. And I would be the a-hole scientist that taps on the glass to spook them, to screw with them.
Yeah, yeah, you are that kind
so
of guy.
So why wouldn't there be anything else like that? So I think I personally believe that they do, they are, I believe we have been visited.
Yes, I'm with you there. What I can't decide is whether it's from some other part of the universe or whether it's from some other co-located dimension. I kind of lean with Tucker on this. I think it's interdimensional beings.
Right. It could be. Very, very well could be. I mean, think about it. Have you ever been walking across a room and you tripped over nothing for no reason? I mean, you trip and you look back and there's like nothing.
No,
there
I haven't had that experience, but I've seen Joe Biden have that experience.
Right. But maybe in some other dimension, he just kicked a chair across the kitchen room floor and there's a whole family freaking out that their place is on it.
Yeah, absolutely, Britt. Well, hey, before I let you go and get to more callers, I'm so grateful for your time that you called in spontaneously. Tell the audience where they can find you and follow you.
Britt T. Griffith on all the socials.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. God bless you, dude. I love you. Call me anytime. Text me anytime. Let's get you here in Austin in person to do a more sophisticated show with some of your footage. I'd love to have you.
I should take you ghost hunting.
Oh, yeah, let's do it. I am all for that. Call me right away after the show, man.
If you guys survive the onslaught of what's coming our way this election and you're still, we'll totally do it.
All right, man, I love it. Thank you so much. All right, let's go to Austin in Arizona. Austin, you've been waiting on hold for 20 minutes. What is on your mind?
Can you hear me, Chase?
You sound good.
So it's kind of funny you guys were mentioned in that last call, working with illegals and whatnot. I actually work as an electrician. I do work all over the Midwest, Colorado, Arizona, Texas, Nevada.
Yeah.
But the company I work for is probably one of many that I can assume operate kind of the way that this one does. A huge man, they're Fortune 500. They turned over $1 billion in revenue in 23. But it just one thing that doesn't make sense to me is we're hiring a subcontractor to do all our work that then all those people underneath that subcontractor employment are illegals. And I mean, it varies from Nicaraguans to Venezuelans to Colombians.
Yeah, when was the last time you saw a white guy build a house?
We're all just the QC and the supervisors for now. And like, I know the replacement migration is obviously going to change that. And one day they will be our boss or however that's going to work out. But
they hired a Somali American to be a police officer for MPD, Minneapolis Police Department, I believe.
Right. And it's just crazy to me because, like, they truly have a lot more drive than a lot of, like, even the young apprentices that I do get that are white, like, they're young, 20 to 24 years old, and they just don't have the drive or the, and I get that maybe it's down there, they're in survival mode, like, it is talked about a lot, but it's just, there's no comparison in the work ethic and the care to work and show up and do what you're doing in comparison to these guys that are coming across the border. They actually try harder. They move quicker.
There's that famous saying, hard times make strong men, strong men make good times make weak men make hard times. We are in a situation right now where Native Americans, those who are born here, I'm not talking about the Indians, but Native Americans as we are, have been in good times, so we have become weak. Many of these migrants that come over here, especially those with Western values, like the Catholics from Mexico specifically, they have lived in a much harder environment than we have, so they work way harder than we do.
Right.
They're stronger men.
And I see that every day. And it's funny because, like, I listen to you guys every day, and so while I'm listening to you, I'm hanging out with Hondurans or Venezuelans, and I'm just sitting there, and I have conversations from like with them. I've probably met over 100 of them, and asked each one of them because I've picked up more Spanish than I probably ever cared to. But I ask them where'd you come from? How'd you get here? Did you walk? How long did it take? I've met many that have come across the Darien Gap. I've met many that have been part of the UN deal down in Panama where they get a train ride or a bus ride up through Central America. I've met guys that have walked. I've met guys that crossed the Rio Grande. It's crazy. It's literally crazy.
Absolutely awesome. Thank you for your call. I appreciate it. Call back anytime. Let's go to Jennifer in Wisconsin. Jennifer, thank you so much for waiting patiently. What's on your mind?
Hey, Chase. Chase, I just was, I always think about you with when you have, you know, say about how your friends, you lost friends over this. And I'm at the point now where I don't know how I can go back to even, I don't know, to how we go back to becoming civil with people who want, who basically want you dead. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know how we ever recover from that.
Yeah, I don't know either. I hope. You know, I told my friend that when he's, if he changes his mind, he's welcome back with open arms. I don't anticipate it happening.
I mean, the hatred is unbelievable. I run a cat rescue, and I go above and beyond for anybody. I never ask. I always say this. I said, I never ask what political affiliation you are. I still help you.
Well, if they have cats, you know what they are.
They want me dead. They're like, you're horrible. Your cats are being abused. Because I like Trump.
I'm like, oh, my okay. gosh. Meanwhile, Haitians are eating cats in Ohio.
Exactly. But I did want to do a plug, too, because I have taken supplements for years, and there's a lot of them that are hard to find. And until I started listening to InfoWars, you know, Alex and everything, I had a hard time looking for a lot of them. And I just about get everything at this point. So I get the Ultra 12, and I have a year's supply at least.
That Ultra 12 is delicious. It tastes like a big red piece of gum.
The best one I've ever had.
Yeah.
I have Winter Sun, Brain Force, Vitamin C, Bodies, Vitamin Fusion. That's my, I love it. I mix it with a couple of other things. Next Level Foundational Energy. I just placed a huge order on the Alex Jones store.
So yeah, thank you so much for doing that. I appreciate it. I hope you win the truck.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Jennifer, thank you so much for your call.
I love you guys, and I don't know what I'll do without. I watch you all day. I go from one show to the next because I'm.
We will always be on the air in some form or another.
That's what I keep. That's what I'm looking forward to. So
yeah, with your support, that's possible, Jennifer. Thank you so much. I appreciate it, Bart in Georgia. We've just got about a minute and a half left before I got to go to break. Bart, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I want to talk about horse face John Kerry. You know he's blackmailed with kiddie porn, and they say he does snuff films. And you know what? One more thing. Rush Limbaugh used to always say, under the Constitution, the press has the right to lie. So
yep.
Go to hell, John Kerry.
Absolutely. And frankly, what they're terrified of is the fact that they're all going to be held accountable this time. Last time, Trump backed away from the because you'd be in jail claim against Hillary Clinton in the election. He tried to extend an olive branch. They just snapped it in half and burned it along with the flag and our economy and our border. But let's just look at clip number 20 here. Let's run clip number 20 and 21 back to back. They're kind of the same clip, but I want to run clips number 20 and 21 just so you can see some of Trump's rhetoric recently. Lock her up 2.0. Trump repeatedly suggests Nancy Pelosi should be prosecuted for insider trading. I think this time he is going to rain hell upon them.
Nancy Pelosi has a little problem because her husband sold their Visa stock. They had a lot of Visa stock one day before Visa was announced that Visa is being sued by the Department of Justice. Think of that. Nancy Pelosi sold vast amounts of Visa stock one day before the big lawsuit that we all read about a few days ago was brought against Visa. You think it was luck? I don't think. She should be prosecuted. Nancy Pelosi should be prosecuted for that.
All right, folks. We've got a break in 38 seconds. Please open up a new tab, or if you're listening on TV or somewhere else, open up your phone and go to thealexjonesstore.com. That's thealexjonesstore.com. Amazing shirts, amazing hats, amazing wristbands and stickers. Things better than you've ever seen on InfoWarsStore.com, or different from what you've ever seen on InfoWarsStore.com. Plus, it ensures that Alex Jones can stay on the air no matter what happens to InfoWars. Please go to TheAlexJonesStore.com, buy great products, enter to win this amazing truck, and keep Alex Jones broadcasting worldwide indefinitely. More on the other side.
I'm down to my last few chips. It's like a video game. You're winning the last level, fighting the last boss, but you're on one life, quarter power, one more hit, you're blown up. I use the Raticon analogy. I'm not a big Star Trek fan, but I like that movie. Some of the 60s shows I liked growing up as a kid. But the point is, it's all put correct. That movie where the ship, you know, the big weapon's about to go off. They're going to get killed. They're trying to race away from the detonation of the Genesis Project. And Kirk says, Scotty, I need warp one in 5 minutes or we're all dead. And that's not really the case. I mean, there's a lot of stuff lined up. It takes a lot of time to deal with. A lot of big groups want to come in and launch stuff. I've got to go through that. I've got to make sure they're not going to control what I say. We've got backups. We've got to, but it takes time to set that up. The person I trust the most is me. And Alex Jones sitting on no money, basically, and not having money to, I have to personally go in and pay for, so they don't take my name, which is preposterous, but they're trying, or the social media, if they shut down InfoWars, I have to be able to hold them off like I've been doing. They got Giuliani in a year. I've been fighting them 7 years. So, grace of God, you know, we're in the fight. But I've got to fight that and pay for the bankruptcy defense in the next few months, and it's conservatively $300,000. And you got to sell a lot of t-shirts when you're only getting a few bucks per t-shirt yourself to pay for that. So they're great t-shirts. You need them. TheAlexJonesStore.com. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And a lot of folks are responding, and I don't want to belabor here, but I belabored yesterday and we got big support. And it's nothing more frustrating than have to just cover this to survive. But that's what I'm doing. But they are great t-shirts. It's all there. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Separately, the sponsor, my dad's company, based right here in Central Texas, DrJonesNaturals.com. Great nano silver products, great next level foundational energy, Kava Chill, Top Rain, Rocket Rest, Sleep Aid. You go there and like 70% of the stuff sold out because my dad's up against the wall. They've been attacking and going after him for 2 years. He spent basically everything he had on that. He put everything else he had in to get some stable products reordered and four new products that start coming in next week that are going to be great. So you go there and you're like, well, there's almost nothing here. Now we're up against the wall. So go get what's there. Stuff that's left's all great. Silver Bullet, Foundational Energy, Kava Chill. A lot of other stuff. There's still like more than a dozen items left. There was like 50 there before. And just get it, and then you'll see the stuff come back. It's like farmers. They got to have money to hold back to buy seed or save seed. DrJonesNaturals.com had to put everything in to get the next seeds to continue the cycle of funding our operation and my dad's operation funding us. So that's why you're like, well, there's almost nothing left here. It's all got, we didn't have the money to buy more stuff. He didn't have money to buy more stuff. So we are up against the wall here. So I won't have to do this every show if more than 1% go, you know what? I think I'm going to stand up for the country and myself in the future and support people that are obviously the top enemy of the globalists. It's a no-brainer. And I'm going to get great products in the process. It's just... But I get it. Most people, this is just a show. This is not a show, people. This is the defense of the future of our species that's having a big effect on the enemy. So I want to thank those that understood this and have bought the products and love them. They've got like 4.7 star reviews. And I want to encourage those that haven't to go to drjonesnaturals.com. And then InfoWars story. Anything you order, even if we get shut down, it's all there. Won't be shut down for months. You know, if that's the case, because even if they sell it and bad guys get it, it'll take a few weeks, they say, to shut it down. So we're about 2 months out from shutdown. So you'll get all your product at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamineral Fusions back in stock for 40% off, and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com as well. All right, I'm going to blitz news. Stay with us.
Decoding the New World Order agenda hidden in the headlines, it's Sunday Night Live with your host, Chase Geyser.
The Minneapolis Police Department swore in new officers.
And that includes its first ever female Somali officer. Ben Henry was there and shares what she and other recruits hope to accomplish. Lots of hope there tonight, Ben.
There is. The department now has its first ever Somali woman officer and permanent resident, which is a non-citizen who's lived in the community since she was a child. Lindsay, you said it, one word that was used a lot tonight, hope. Mayor Jacob Frey says he sees and feels the department building back up, not just in numbers, but in culture. The department now has 23 more officers. That includes 11 recruits and 12 lateral officers. Those are people joining MPD from other agencies. Some have more than a decade of experience.
Just as they're about to take their oaths today before all of you and before God, I know that I have a sacred obligation to do that all I can for them. And I pledge to you tonight that I will do everything within my power to take care of them.
Joining the department, the first ever Somali woman officer, Ikran Muhammad, and permanent resident, Officer Leslie Farah. Farah is a non-
And then the police chief is gonna say,
Alex Jones was right, folks. He called it, the police chief. We love our Somalis. Absolutely unbelievable, the things that he gets right.
We love our Muslims.
Oh, one more time.
So oh, they're so sweet. And then the police chief is gonna say, we love our Somalis. We love our Muslims. Oh, they're so good. Oh, they're so sweet.
All right, folks, we are going to go to Daryl in North Carolina in a second here. But before that, I want an overhead shot because we've got this border crisis. We've got Trump calling out what's going on. It's absolutely 100% accurate, saying that he'll shut down the border to the extent that it's legal to and should be shut down. And we've got 325,000 missing children. We've got 500,000 convicted criminals roaming free in the United States. Kamala Harris is saying she wasn't the border czar, but there's clips of her when she was the border czar saying the border was secure. Now she's saying that she's going to secure it, but she failed to secure it. Overhead cam. Let's just look at what's happening both in the United States and abroad because of the allowing of just migrants to flood into these countries. Going to close the border. Trump tells his audience, of course. Where has she been? Border Patrol union rips Kamala Harris for photo op at the border. After letting 600,000 criminals into the U.S., Kamala slithers down to the border and does Trump impression. Alex Jones did an incredible report the other day. ICE reported nearly 500,000 illegal alien criminals being turned loose in U.S. is only the tip of the iceberg. Changing of the guard in Mexico, how will it affect the border? Alan Wall from Border Hawk does a great job of reporting. UK couple fined $4,000 after reporting migrant stowaway in their van. This is what's coming in the United States. Dominican murder suspect caught during El Paso stash house busts with just people lined up, human trafficking there. Minneapolis swears in first non-citizen police officer as well as the Somali-American, as Alex Jones predicted. Maersk calls all bookings to Haiti as gang violence shuts down major container terminal, but all the Haitis can come here. So you can't go to Haiti, but if you're a Haitian, you can come here, no problem. Leaked police memo warns of explosion in migrant prostitution networks across America. Germany has a machete-wielding Syrian injuring 31 during arson rampage, and ICE arrests two more dangerous illegals on Nantucket Island. This is what our country has come to, folks. Because we've allowed our sovereignty to be called into question, totally sabotaged, while we relentlessly defend the national sovereignty of Ukraine for God knows what reason. Let's go to Daryl in North Carolina. Daryl, what's on your mind? Are you there, Daryl? Hey, what's up, man?
Oh, man. I mean, what you've just been talking about, our whole country, we're under attack. We're under attack from all angles. Right here in North Carolina, 2 weeks ago, we're under weather warfare attack. Our East Coast got bombarded by what they call a once-in-a-1,000-year rain flood. And then 2 weeks later, our western area of our state is getting bombarded with what they call a one-in-a-1,000-year rain flood. We've got tens of thousands of families displaced, homes gone. I mean, we need fresh water. We're under attack, dude. And I'm afraid that North Carolina is taking the brunt of it right now, but the rest of the country is about to experience the rest of it real soon, just like you've been talking about.
Well, you're absolutely right. And we're under attack on multiple fronts. I want to show you this clip number 22. This is RFK Jr. telling Jordan Peterson about atrazine found in the drinking water. They're attacking us on the health front, too. There's 1,000 ingredients in our food here in the United States of America that's illegal to be used in food in major developed countries overseas. Let's watch 22 and just expose the other front in which we're being attacked.
And it's endocrine disruptors. There's a chemical now, the second most used chemical in this country, a pesticide in this country, is atrazine. It's banned in Europe. And all over the world, but we use it here. It's in 63% of our drinking water. There's a famous African-American scientist named Tyler Hayes, who's at the University of Berkeley. He did a famous experiment that anybody can look up on the internet. And he put 70 African water frogs in an aquarium. He put atrazine in the water of that aquarium that was less than EPA's level. So it's less than the levels we have in 63% of our water supply. 60 of those frogs became sterile. They're all male frogs. 60 became sterile. 10% of those frogs turned female, and they were able to produce fertile eggs. So it changed their sex. And of course, normally, you know, when you see something like that in an animal model, the first thing you want to do is test it in a mammalian model and then a human model. Those tests were never done. So we don't know what impact it's having on our children, if any. But I think those studies ought to be done.
Let's go to Dave in Arizona. Dave, what's on your mind?
Thanks so much. Love the show, sir.
Thank you.
Full of righteous indignation from State 48. So I'm going to give you a Bible quote. This would be great to show on the screen while I get to my real point. Deuteronomy 28, 43 and 44. The alien who is among you shall rise higher and higher above you, and you shall come lower. You shall come down lower and lower. He shall lend to you, but you shall not lend to him. He shall be the head, and you shall be the tail. That ties into everything that you're showing about Somaliopolis. I labeled it that on May 25th, 2020, when I identified this nihilist Marxist color revolution. First, they divided the family. Then they kept us out of churches. Remember when they shut down all the churches? 15 days to slow the spread?
Yep.
Then they pushed the men out of the home. Then they start to control our speech, which curtails our thoughts. We have been in World War III via Obama's shadow army, Antifa, and BLM since May of 2020. Now, on top of all the soy boys that fight on that side, now they've imported another 30 million people. Now, the ones that aren't getting raped because they have a debt for their coyote are single military age men. What's that number? Is that 5 million people? That's double our military force. If it's only 2 million people, it's enough to go against our military. But unfortunately, we the people don't stand up. I've been trying to stress this for months. The federal government is a backstop. The states are sovereign. When they both fail, we the people need to stand in the gap for those that can't or won't defend themselves. Why does Greg Abbott not do this in Texas? Why does Sheriff Mark Lamb not do this? I've been talking to him for 4 years to do this. Deputize us, we in State 48. We'll go to the border.
Regulators!
And we'll throw people back across the invisible border. Yeah, regulators, mount up, sir.
Mount up!
Full of righteous indignation.
Action, action,
I love it. Well,
action.
And let's check out clip number 12 here. This is Kamala Harris just chanting with a mob to end deportation altogether. This is the type of betrayal that's captured on video, folks. 12.
And
absolutely unbelievable, folks. Let's go straight into clip number 3. You got to see the godmother of transhumanism make this unbelievable comment about eating babies, too. This is next level, folks.
Next level.
Clip number 3.
We are the first species on the face of this earth to be aware of evolution, to be aware that we are affecting our own evolution by everything that we do, the babies we eat, the food we eat, the wars we fight, the babies we eat.
Yeah, they don't just eat the babies, they also rape the babies. By the way, this lady, she's dubbed the godmother of transhumanism. Her name is Barbara Marx Hubbard, and she is also a major Democratic operative. Surprise, surprise, as of course there's a larger eugenics depopulation operation that many people do not know about. And if you don't know about the depopulation agenda, you're probably being affected by it, especially when it comes to the forever chemicals, the microplastics, the glyphosate, the seed oils, the high fructose corn syrup, and all the other poisonous
absolutely disgusting. They're just leaving the border wide open. They're giving all of your money to Nazis in Ukraine for endless wars. They're escalating war on purpose to start World War III. They advocate for depopulation repeatedly, and then they walk it back to gaslight us. Border's wide open. I don't understand why anybody would support Kamala Harris. Say what you will about Donald Trump, but all of the world's supervillains hate him, and Kamala Harris is a supervillain. Tim Walz is not quite a supervillain. He's as evil as a supervillain, but he's so much weaker than a supervillain traditionally is. I just can't wait to see him get annihilated in this debate on Tuesday night. But let's go to Duke in Indiana. I want to hear from more callers. Duke, what's on your mind? Thank you for holding.
Hey, Chase. Good evening.
Good evening.
Hey, wanted to see if I could war game with you a little bit this evening on it's my understanding that if I'm like you and Alex and all the InfoWars listeners, that I pray that nothing happens to Donald Trump between now and election. But I think it's my understanding that if something were to happen to Donald Trump between now and Election Day, that the RNC would elect a new candidate, and wanted to see if we could kind of war game on what you thought that would look like if that were to happen.
Man, that's so unprecedented. I have no idea what would happen. I imagine it would be J.D. Vance that would just assume the candidacy and that he would be able to select a new VP if that were to happen. What I'm more concerned about is Donald Trump being elected president, and between his election and his inauguration, Joe Biden resigning the presidency, Kamala Harris then becomes the president of the United States, and she then has to appoint a new VP who is elected after her appointment by the majority of the House and the Senate to certify the election on January 6th. I am more concerned about some manipulation there than I am concerned about Trump being killed. I don't think that Trump will be killed. I would not be surprised at all if there are more attempts on him. And I could be wrong for this, but I'm going to just go ahead and say, it seems to me that God is protecting Donald Trump. I think he should be careful. I agree with some of the calls to him to kind of stay in the bunker and do digital appearances and X spaces and things like that. He reaches more people. It's obviously much safer. But I would be very surprised to see them succeed in taking his life. Not surprised to see them attempt to take his life or try to take his life. But it just seems like the hand of God is at play here. Let's go to Cole in Tennessee. Cole, what's on your mind?
Hey, Chase, I'm here in East Tennessee in the Knoxville area.
Yeah, I've been in Knoxville many times.
Ongoing. Yeah, covering the flood that's ongoing here and in North Carolina. And I just want to touch on a few points here because I'm an independent journalist covering this. I was stuck in my house in 2017 when Harvey flooded my house with 2 feet of water, and it took 5 days to get out. But when that happened, Trump was immediately on the ground not long after. But with this response from the Biden administration, it is dismal. I mean, he is sitting on the beach. Kamala is somewhere at some ritzy fundraiser.
Is Biden at the beach again? Or do you just mean generally?
He's gone. I mean, from what I hear, he's at the beach.
Man. Yeah, there was a time when American leaders stormed the beach at Normandy, but Joe Biden is storming the beach at wherever to nap and sunbathe next to his evil wife.
It's incredible. But anyways, I just want to say that, you know, I've been talking to some of the people down here over in Newport. I know Nick Sorter was down there, and he's currently in Asheville getting everybody uplinked and stuff. And I also,
by the way, Nick Sorter is an American hero. Everybody should be following him at Nick Sorter, S-O-R-T-O-R, on X. He is a phenomenal reporter. I think we're going to see big things from him in the decades to come. American hero. Truly, I see him heartbroken at some of the things that he's covered. When I've sat with him in person, I can tell that he is heartbroken to see the injustice that's happening in this country.
Yeah, absolutely. I got him in contact with a pilot out of Missouri who's shipping in 10 Starlink satellites to help the people get hooked up. But the situation in Tennessee, people are saying that, oh, the Tennessee National Guard is there. No, they're not. There may have been one or two, but they are with a skeleton crew, and they're completely missing in action. You want to know where they're at? They're in the Middle East. Who ordered it? Biden-Harris. Yep. Not only that, but there is still more ongoing flooding. I am still reporting on this. I got another report coming up on X here shortly with the flooding that's currently ongoing in Knoxville from the backwater that's all flowing into Douglas Dam, and they've got all the gates open up. TVA's got it completely open, and it is just a mess. And last but not least, I also wanted to point out one thing. Earlier in the Alex Jones show, y'all showed a clip of some kid getting harassed by a bunch of other college students. That is my friend Wes. He runs this channel called Snarp. And if y'all want to see some great trolling action, go check him out on YouTube.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your call. Let's go to Ivan in Illinois. Ivan, what's on your mind?
Hey, what's up, Chase Geyser?
Not much, buddy. Thanks for calling.
Oh, yeah. I'm really excited. Just made my night. Real quick, I just want to thank you and the crew. What you guys are doing is
thank you.
Freaking amazing. You guys have done amazing work to wake a lot of the people up, especially from my generation, the young crowd, who I personally see is very, very brainwashed.
Yeah, well, there's a new poll that just came out. This is actually on my desk today. I want to let you make your point, but it says that more 18 to 24-year-olds identify as conservative than liberal, according to Raw Egg Nationalists reporting on Infowars.com. I was astounded and very pleased to see that reporting. What are your thoughts?
I mean, I'm thankful that a lot of us are starting to do our due diligence to, you know, investigate and really wake up to what's currently going on. Being from Illinois and
I'm from Bloomington.
I'm very close to Bloomington, Galesburg.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But, a lot of the young individuals truly believe that Trump is a racist and that he is going to destroy America with these policies that he's actually presenting to the people rather than Kamala just stating a bunch of nonsense. Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. Even if you make the foolish, stupid claim that Trump is racist, that's one strike. But to make the claim that he's racist and the Democrats aren't, that's two strikes of stupidity. Oh, you think Trump is racist because he doesn't want criminals to storm into this country? Okay, well, what about the fact that the left explicitly supports diversity, equity, and inclusion policies that violate the Civil Rights Act of 1964 by excluding white people from eligibility for roles like airline pilot? It just astounds me that people would, A, believe that Trump is racist when he's obviously not, and then, B, believe that the Democrats themselves aren't racist. This is the organization, the institution, the political entity that established Planned Parenthood for the very purpose of ensuring that black people could have as many abortions as possible because they didn't want too many blacks in the city.
Unbelievable, unbelievable. But real quick to my question, I've heard rumors about Eastern Seaport being blocked up from the protests from workers.
I heard those rumors too.
I believe in New Jersey. I had stated to the woman who answered my phone call in Georgia, but I had confused that with something else. It's actually in New Jersey. I'm trying to think of the specific town, but I just wanted to call and see if you had any more information about that.
Yeah, I don't. That news kind of broke right as I was sitting in the chair, so I don't have any more details. I'm sure Alex will cover it extensively tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Central Time on the Alex Jones Show at Infowars.com/show or on X at Real Alex Jones. Highly recommend that the audience follow him on X and watch the show there as well. And I'm sure Harrison Smith will be in tomorrow at 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central on the American Journal covering that. And, of course, the great Owen Schroyer from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays on the War Room covering that as well. So there'll be more developments tomorrow on that. I don't have any more insight in that because I haven't had a chance to look at it since I just heard about it as I was sitting down. But thank you for calling and raising awareness about that. We've got this is an interesting time to be alive. It's just absolutely crazy. The evil of these people that they're willing to do, their power to do it, and the fact that so many people just refuse to see it. I actually want to show you this clip. This is Sean Ryan on Joe Rogan's podcast, clip number 8. I want to show you this small part of this conversation that I think is just important to share and for everyone to hear. This is an example of somebody waking up, and this is what we need to see happen millions and millions of times over across America.
But now, like, looking back through the podcast and talking to, you know, my podcast started with all my former colleagues and mill and agency. Nobody thinks we should have been there, especially Iraq. Nobody thinks we should have been there. I just keep going down the rabbit hole, and man, I don't diving into the military industrial complex, all the lies that the government has been telling us, all the unreleased. It's overwhelming. And it's created a 100% complete distrust in government. I mean, the Dick Cheney stuff. I mean, you know about Dick Cheney, Halliburton?
Yeah.
If you looked into that at all.
Well, he was the CEO of Halliburton, and then Halliburton got no-bid contracts to rebuild in Iraq for billions of dollars.
I don't think people understand, like, how
crazy that is.
Company for two wars. That's, like, that's everything, Joe. That's they're delivering your mail. They're building your barracks. They're cooking your food. They're in charge of garbage. They're in charge of fuel. They're everything. Everything. Everything that's logistical over there is Halliburton, KBR.
Wow.
In both countries. And I mean, you know, I think people think Afghanistan, they're like, oh man, you're probably in a tent or sleeping on the KFC, Pizza Hut, Thai restaurants. I mean, that's all cities that
we built.
So
you get it, folks. The corruption is rampant. I actually want to take one more caller before the show is over. Let's go to Brian in Kansas. Brian, what's on your mind?
Brian, I don't know if you've been paying attention to the news. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling.
But Admiral Lisa Franchetti, the Chief of Naval Operations, just basically called out Newport News shipbuilders for having sabotage in their welding program on their naval nuclear submarines and aircraft carriers. Your thoughts on this?
Oh, wow. Well, I hadn't heard that news. The news I saw this week was that the Chinese tried to hide the fact that one of their nuclear submarines sank. And that came out.
Oh, I know.
So tell me a little bit more about what happened. What are the details?
Basically, they found some discrepancies in the welding program, and apparently there are allegations that there was intentional bad welding done on these boats.
Well, there's a huge Chinese population in the Newport area. I lived very close to Newport for some time, and there, you know, we know 30,000 migrants from the CCP came across the border illegally, at least 30,000 of them. It's impossible to get out of China illegally, so we know they were sent by the CCP. That type of sabotage is not just manifesting itself in our academic institutions or some of our tech companies. Now, I think it seems like we might be seeing it in our military industrial complex itself. I mean, that F-35 that disappeared and they asked for 24 hours that people keep their eye out for it, and then they claimed that it crashed in a field without showing any images of the plane crashed itself. It's pretty obvious to me that it was hacked. We know that the Chinese hacked the plans for it years ago, was reported. It's pretty obvious to me that plane was disappeared. The pilot was force ejected, and that plane was stolen. So if they're doing that to our planes, you know they're involved in the manufacture of our major naval institute, especially since the naval conflict that would ensue in World War III is absolutely pivotal with China. It's our Navy versus their Navy, so the Navy is a prime target for them. Anyway.
Workmanship is horrible. There's, you said, their submarine just sank Pierside. And as a former submarine fixer, I'm real interested in all of it.
Well, we'll definitely be looking into it. Unfortunately, I got to cut you off because we're coming up on the end of the broadcast. Folks, stay tuned for the Alex Jones Show and the other shows tomorrow on Infowars.com/show. And make sure you go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and be the reason Alex will always be on the air.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 40% off, even though it's our number one bestseller. All the vitamins, all the minerals, all of the amino acids, everything you need that's essential. And let me tell you what essential means. You need air, you die in 4 minutes without it. You need water, you die in 5 days without it. You need food, you die on average in a month without it. Because what's in the food? The vitamins and the minerals and the amino acids. This has everything that's essential. All the vitamins, minerals, and amino acids. Tastes great. Concentrate. Put a little scoop in a pitcher of water. Take it to work with you. Drink it morning, noon, and night. Give it to your kids, your neighbors. Really important for old folks because their guts don't absorb as much. Vitamin Mineral Fusion sells all day at full price. It is 40% off as part of the sale going right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And then discounts right now on full spectrum CBD gummies, super strong, lowers inflammation, so good for your whole body, and so good for mental relaxed clarity. It's not a sedative, but it's like you're awake, but you're relaxed. The gummies are incredible. I like to take them before I go to bed at night. And then on top of that, we have the 1,000 milligram CBD under the InfoWars MD label that is private label, again, by the same top Folks, ladies and gentlemen, they sell it for $45 more on average than we do, and their competitors for even more. 1,000 milligram real full-spectrum CBD is sold in elite shops and at doctor's offices for $150 all day long. It's a good deal if you get it for $60-$70, and that's what we're selling it for. In fact, it's an insanely good deal. You can't really find anybody else selling high quality at that price. So, full-spectrum CBD at InfoWarsStore.com in the gummies and the liquid tincture, and so many other great products at InfoWarsStore.com, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Get your vitamin mineral fusion. Check out the InfoWars MD line and more at InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you all for your support.